you know, they asked me, they came in and asked me if I would take charge of the Lougheed Highway job, to run that job, because I knew I had experience in that. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to be so stupid as to try and run a setup like that. I said, I'd be the laughing stock of all my comrades. I said, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I said, if you bring out the machines that are rusting and do away with this nonsense, then I might be interested in something, but not the way it is. I'd be ridiculed completely. And I said, furthermore, they say, well, there's another stool pigeon. He's taking a job, foreman, see. Said, no. I said, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. So I was out. And you can see how a situation would be in a case like that. Yeah. You know, you start to give orders and that. Say, who the heck are you? You're just one of the gang. And now look what you've done. You went and got a job to make us guys work, you know, under these stupid conditions and all this sort of thing. They bring all those things up. I don't know. I wouldn't be a party to it. It was a complete demarcation of the two sides that were. The representatives of the people elected to councils and the members of parliament and so on, and then there were the underdogs. And there was that clear line right down the center, and this was having no part of that, and this group were having no part of the other. It was simple as that. And it was quite clear. And so there was a case right there where they asked me to take charge of that job. I said, no way. For that reason, see? They'd be throwing stones at me out there, because I was representing the unemployed. And to take on the job as foreman, and I'd try to get something done, well, I wouldn't try it. Simple as that, I wouldn't try to. They told me, said, we're not getting any work out of those fellows. And I said, no wonder you're not getting any work. I said, there's no incentive for no inducement for them to work. Why should they? Well, you've got there and picks and shovels out there building a highway. What kind of nonsense is this in our day and age, you know? I said, no, I wouldn't have any party with it. I wouldn't do it. So stupid. But that's the way it was. And they took the relief workers that were put up, you know, on this relief projects up through the interior all over, you know. 20 cents a day and board. Every man got a pick, every man got a shovel, every man got a wheelbarrow, cook and flunky and the whole works. But it did do some good. Every farmer up there got a pick and a shovel and a wheelbarrow for himself, maybe more. But that's how stupid it was. But that was big business working through this. Sure, we're going to sell merchandise. Come on, boy, buy lots. And the unemployed started on the other hand, see. That was all for the big business, you know. And the establishment worked that way. It always has. And now the system has got so corrupt that it's unmanageable. They can't manage it any longer. That's how it's getting. Nobody's safe anymore anyway. You know, and that's due to the economics and their political setup system. The basis of our social order is wrong. It's immoral. It's like the parable of the Bible, you know what that is, about the foolish man. He built his lovely home on the sands, and the winds and the tides came and washed it away. But the wise man, he built his house on a solid foundation, and the tides and the winds didn't bother it. That's the same thing there. Same thing, that's the illustration I'm using. Point out the futility of the foundation of the private property concept. And out of that comes all these things. Dope and disease, venereal disease, and all kinds of diseases due to it, and all this sort of thing. But I don't blame those people. They're working on the wrong end. Blaming, condemning those people, condemning all these people. They should condemn the system that makes them, that produces them, that manufactures them. That's what they should condemn. And get busy to change that system, whereby every man and woman can make a decent living and be happy, and not worry about tomorrow or all this sort of thing, or when they worry about getting out in the street and getting their heads bashed in and all this nonsense that's taking place today, burning down schools, burning down buildings, destroying property right and left. No, that is not the answer. Capitalism destroys itself. It bears within itself the seed of its own destruction, and it's beginning to reveal itself. There's Italy now, they're the home of the Pope. So that'll be communism. But they'll make a deal with the Pope. They say, look here now, we've got to work together, you know. So we want you to come a little bit our way, and we'll go a little bit your way, and we'll make a working agreement. And that's the way it's going to start off. It won't end that way, but that's the way it starts off. And so, you see, you have to compromise with other people, other groups, and that sometimes it's a necessity, demand that you do compromise. I, as a left winger, am willing to compromise and understand the other fellow's position. I understand the position of all of these plutocrats and all that quite well. I understand them. So I don't ridicule them too greatly, like Father so-and-so down here in the Roman Catholic Church. I kid him once in a while, you know, about different things. And now I says, how's your love life, Father? And he says, well, not good. You know, he says, we Catholics. I said, oh, now, he says, Father, now you know better than that. Now you can't kid me. You know, you can't kid me yet. I know you're doing all right for yourself, you know. And so I get along fine with these people because they can't put anything over me. I know their score, and they know my score, and we get along all right. And we work for a lot of the Catholic churches, and I found that our business relationship has been good. I'm not a Catholic, no. I'm not a Protestant. I'm agnostic. But I get along with these people because I understand them. I don't get mad at them. No. I just understand them and understand why they are where they are and how they got there, you know. And so